USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky addressed the Senate Monday afternoon as his colleagues prepared to vote for the $900 billion coronavirus relief package and said that they are no better than the socialist Democrats.
This bill is free money for everyone. Proponents don't care if you're fully employed or own your own house or own your own business. Free money for everyone, they cry. And yet, if free money were the answer, if money really grew on trees, why not give more free money? Why not give it out all the time?
The House voted 359-53 in favor of the relief bill, as did the Senate, 91-6. The relief package will send a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans, along with a new round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses, restaurants, and theaters. In Monday Night Football, the Bengals beat the Steelers 27-17. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Let's get a COVID-19 vaccine update.
A federal panel is recommending that people 75 years and older, as well as teachers, firefighters, and grocery store workers, should be next in line for coronavirus vaccines. That's not sitting well with some, though, who say the vaccine should be distributed to minorities and people of color first. As far as why he believes race is always brought into things, Republican Congressman-elect Burgess Owens says,
well, it's real simple. That's the way the left rolls. It's always about division. Why don't we just go ahead and we have those that are most at risk are our elderly, those who truly need to have some type of vaccine, some kind of protection. Let's take care of them first. And then, you know, I heard by the end of January, that could be all done with. That could be taken care of. We can get back to normal. And at the end of the day, what should younger people be thinking about? Making sure those who are older, those who are more at risk are taken care of. That's the American way.
Owen speaking there on Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Hall of Fame NFL linebacker Kevin Green, considered one of the best pass rushers in history, died Monday. He was 58. No cause of death was given. Kevin at his 2016 Hall of Fame induction.
But I must be honest. I am standing on the shoulders of many players, many coaches, many people. The good Lord has smiled upon me my entire life. A reoccurring theme is that he has surrounded me with people of high character and great integrity, and they have all left an indelible mark on the very fabric of my life.
Kevin reflects on his upbringing by his dad.
And it really started with my dad. My dad, retired full colonel, Vietnam veteran, airborne ranger, 101st Airborne Division. My dad was a true soldier, and he was a man of honor. My dad was a full-time dad, and he was actively involved in my life, never letting me stray too far from the straight and narrow, although I'm sure that I tested his patience a little bit every now and then.
Dallas Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy, whom Green worked for in Green Bay, said Green was as driven a person as I've had the opportunity to work with. There was a big upset last night in Monday Night Football as the lowly Cincinnati Bengals beat up on the Steelers from Pittsburgh. Final score was 27-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.